irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality radio show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live. I'm still living. Yes. Yes, it's true. 14 years, still on the air. We're coming to you live from Los Angeles. And we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry advice, career advice specifically. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry, use some advice or some resource information on how to elevate your career status. Now, guests on this show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, we have Tony Award winners, we have reality TV stars. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with reality TV, so you know I gotta bring them on when I can get them. And we just have a wide variety of working show business professionals, such as film, television, music, and radio producers and directors. We have casting directors, literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, talent managers. Let's see, we have screenwriters and publicists and actors and comedians, singers, of course, novelists and authors. Did I say authors? No, I haven't. Well, people say, what's the difference between a novelist and an author and a writer? I get that question constantly. Maybe the gentleman today will be able to answer that. I can answer it, but why don't we let the expert answer that? We also have script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, and entertainment lawyers who come on. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of them. Number one, download your free mobile app on the App Store or the Google Play Store, of course. And I feel like we're going to have an Elon Musk store very soon. He's buying everything. The man's going crazy. But I love Elon Musk. I love Tesla, maybe more so. You can also download any of the past shows on iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes, Amazon Podcast, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. Just to be safe, go to Google and you will find us everywhere. Lastly, you can listen to any of our shows right here on this website. The one you're listening to is on right now, which is latalkradio.com. So again, look for the show title, Question Reality, or look for my name. Again, it's about branding, 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 branding every week. I've decided that is going to be my forever tip, because I just see it constantly when I'm dealing with people, how they have their name for one website, and then they have their project name on another website, and then they have a cute little name on another website. And do you realize how hard it is going to be for people to find the right you? So please brand. When you're being professional, you need to brand and try to do one word, two word, maximum three words. But make sure you always try, if it's applicable, to start with your name. That's why I keep everything under Priscilla Leona, because I have a couple more years. I might decide to start a whole new world, and it's going to be Priscilla Leona world. Even though it could be a totally different project, everybody will be able to find me on Google. You know, people have a 5 minute, no, they don't even 5 minute. That was in 1920. They had a 5 second attention span now. So when people go on Google, they want to just type your name and find you immediately, or they've moved on to something else. Now, favor for you, actually favor for me, but it'll be a favor for you too. We kindly ask that you please subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast and all the others on media. Please give us a little like, a little follow. That's what the world has come to. We are on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok is my new obsession. Just type Priscilla Leona and give us a little like. Now, finally, if you want to be booked on this show to promote and showcase your talents, your current or upcoming projects or products, also, if you want to help listeners provide, you would be providing it by providing sage advice. We'd really appreciate that. We love people to come on. I always look for unique tips for my guests. A lot of it's been said, but I always look for original things. So if you have some original thing, please, second attention span comes in, please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now. It's questionrealityradioshow.com. LATalkRadio.com is where we air the show. A lot of people get confused. This is not confusing. People, listen. questionrealityradioshow.com, that is the website where you can go and see the annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek who the upcoming guests are, check out their sites, and that's where you also submit to be on the show. LA Talk Radio is where you listen to us. Oh, that's it. Yes, so let's move on. Woo! Boy, I tell you, this guy that's coming on the show today, cute as a button. I love this year. His name is Mark Hoberman. I want you to write that down, markhoberman.com. Look at that. He's already followed my rule, which is please brand yourself with your name, markhoberman.com. He also has other sites that are applicable to his business. He has gradesuccess.com. He has lifestoriewithmarkhoberman.com. Love that one again. educationalflame.com. Evolution. I hope I said it right. If not, he'll correct me. And one I've just become aware of, Beacon Awareness, no pun intended, beaconawarenessnetwork.com. And just a real quick, Mark Hoberman, he's an award-winning, he's a selling author and a talk show host of the following shows. Now, I thought I was busy. Ha! No. Okay, so he has Lighting the Educational Flame and the newly, which I'm excited to talk about today, the newly syndicated show, Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. And Mark is the founder and CEO of Grade Success Education. He's the co-founder of the Evolution, many syllables. I always mess that up. Initiative and associate producer of Evolution Initiative. I have to keep practicing. Documentary, which is currently streaming on Tubi TV, along with co-founder Janelle Mecca Holmes. And I go to his site, command.com, greatsuccess.com, educationalflame.com, and another one. I always like to see websites where they have new extensions. Evolution world. That world. Because we're seeing more TV. We're seeing more foreign country dot their particular initials. So this is dot world. But one that I really hope we get to talk about today is Beacon Awareness Network. This is just an incredible website. I just started reading it and I really want to talk about that today. But without further ado, let's bring on the educational flame himself, and hopefully he will light this show up with education. The one and only Mark Hoberman. What? Where is he? Mark? Hello? Oh my God. There's nobody on the other end. I think he, Mark, what happened? Hello? Oh my goodness. I wish somebody was on the other end.
Yes, I think we got disconnected. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know where you left off. I don't know where I left off. Did you?
Oh, I heard everything. No, no, no. It was the last 10 seconds.
Oh, the last 10 seconds. Okay. So you didn't get to hear how I called you the one and only educational flame. Going to light our path today.
No, I heard you say I was cute as a button because I definitely have a face for radio, so I appreciate that.
Oh, Mike, stop it. You, oh, well, I sure hope you heard more than that because I pumped you up just like on Saturday Live. Froninger pumping up over here. I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show. It is always a pleasure because you have not only are you – you know what I find? A lot of people that I run into that have the educational level that you have and you're extremely educated, they're usually so stiff and uncomfortable, but you are like the life of the party and you're so much fun and you're like one of the boys. So I just find that quite amazing that you're able to keep yourself really connected with the common man, Mark Hoberman. Now,
absolutely.
You are, we got so much to talk about here. Let's start with your show's Lighting the Educational Flame, which is a great title, and your newly syndicated show, Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. Now, the last time you were on the show, it was very close to this time of year. It was actually April 25th, I believe. I could be wrong, but I don't believe you had both of these talk shows airing. So you're really a mover and a shaker if you got them started. What inspired actually both of these two shows? I mean, that's a lot to take on. You've got a lot going on just by reading the brief bio. It's insane how you're managing all of this. But speaking of just these two, we want to know a couple questions and then you go. What inspired you to get these two shows on the air, and what are the main platforms of each show?
Sure. So great question. So Lighting the Educational Flame is actually on E360 TV on Roku, Apple Fire. It's actually on Monday nights at over 30 years as an educator. I started that, and it's kind of a talk show, but with an educational spin on how people of all walks of life, Priscilla, how they found their success. I delve a little more deeply into what education was needed. And I say education almost in quotes because it's not just about academics in college and high school, but the life education, life skills that people needed or got along the way to find their success. And I did that, and I still do that. I did that for a little over a year. And then all of a sudden, you know, I met so many people, and the show took on some legs of its own, and then it morphed into my newest show. And that's the one you mentioned, Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. And that's already syndicated in Texas on Hub TV, KBPX in Houston. But we're going to start, this just actually happened not even last week. So we're on Y6 to America. We're going to air there in June. But I have to tell you that the person who does my fashion design might be somebody you know. His name is Bernie Martin.
What?
So, yes, it's a small.
Bernie, we just had dinner with him. He was here, I think, working on a film, a fashion film, and I snatched him up, and we had dinner at one of my favorite restaurants. He was so fantastic. I love him. Such a great soul. But yeah, if you're getting he designed for the Oscars, I think, last year. So if you are lucky enough to get your fashions from Bernie, your shoes must be shining, your cuffs must be up. What's going on?
Well, it's funny to say that when I physically met him, and we were in town for the HAPA Awards, Janelle Mecca Holmes, my partner in the Evolution Initiative, and I went. First, he said hello, shook my hand, because obviously it wasn't good enough. So I knew where I stood there. So absolutely the best. But Bernie was on Lighting the Educational Flame, and of course I'm going to have him on the new show. But that show, you know, Life Stories of Mark Hoberman, that's really near and dear to me because it really enables my guests to be their authentic selves. You know, Priscilla, too often we know the glory but not the story. I want to learn the story. I want to know where, you know, where it started, where the middle was. I want to know where the struggles were. And that's what my viewers want to know.
Yeah. Ooh, I like Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. Wow. So what exactly do you feel that let's talk about Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. What do you take people from all walks of life, or is it a specific, like the entertainment industry? You have everyone on.
It's everyone. Last week we had Curtis Blow, legendary hip hop legend. I had radio icon Shadow Stevens. I've had baseball players, Dave Stewart, who's putting together a $1 billion bid to have the first minority-owned baseball team. I've had actress Barbara Niven, Tova Feldshuh. I've had the mayor of Savannah, Georgia. I've had Dennis Kucinich, who ran for president quite a while ago. I've had the comedian Damon Williams. So everybody, Gearness, tremendous, you know, designer of fragrances. So all walks of life, because their stories do kind of intertwine, but you really see how expert you have to be in your craft, and you have to know that everybody has a story of failure, everybody. And you just really get to know their, as I said, their authentic selves. So all walks of life, but, you know, the more things that change, the more they stay the same. They really...
And you can, and depending where you are in life, I'm sure that one of your guests will talk about something that a person can relate to that may not be even in the same industry, but may want to be making that career transition. So I would imagine you give a lot of advice and tips on that show. So people, we got to tune into that Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. We're going to get more and find out again when that's on and where. Now let's move on to the Evovolution. I cannot say that. I apologize, Mr. Mark Hoberman. Initiative, we'll call it EI. Oh, I love that. The EI documentary. Yeah, the EI documentary and your school EI experiences. Now, what is the documentary about, and what do you hope to achieve, or what message do you want to send to that audience?
Right. So, first of all, to help anyone say it properly, we did make the word up to be fair to you, but it's Evovolution is evolve and revolution. And we put that together because we want to help revolutionize the globe. This is a global initiative, and that led us to the documentary that's on Tubi TV, soon to be picked up by Amazon Prime. And quite honestly, we are not cookie cutters. So this was a school in Raleigh, England, who had trouble with students using the N-word. And we created an experience. We don't call them lessons, as you said. This particular one was called the Culture Shock Experience. And it's a 30-minute documentary, and we've shown it in schools. There's been over 137,000 eyes on it on Tubi TV, which is really unbelievable. And it was a culture shock experience given during the height of the pandemic from New York City straight to students in school in England. And it was an anti-racism lesson. And we tackle the things that a lot of people don't want to tackle in a way that nobody else tackles it. I mean, we had a DJ with us in the room to kind of bring us on and as we exited. So it's just a very, very, very important lesson with a lot of discussion with the kids. This is not a lecture series, but it was just very powerful. And we've had we launched this in Beverly Hills, in a house that used to be the Warner Estate. And the discussions, Priscilla, that take place after it, they could be 30 minutes to 2 hours. I mean, there's no end because you're tapping into the emotions of young people and adults that they just, it's kind of the unspoken things. And it's just powerful.
Now, when you said it was a culture shock, was it a culture shock to all cultures, or was it more so a culture shock to one specific culture?
I think
people from all over the world there, from different religions and races and
Yes. So at the discussions, yes, when we previewed it, we also did a preview. Yes, we also did a preview in Atlanta in a very old, very well-known movie theater. So the people there, absolutely, that have seen it in the previews were absolutely from all walks of life, educators, diplomats, celebrities. Variety magazine was in the room when we showed it in Beverly Hills. So yeah, all people in the discussion came from all different walks of life. Absolutely.
And where would someone be able to do this doc?
Tubi TV. It's on Hoopla. It's on Google Play. But Tubi TV is free, obviously. And so the other ones. But it's playing right now. It just aired in early 2022. And as I said, almost 140,000 people already have seen it. So that's really great stuff. And it's put out through Supernatural INC. That's my partner's company, Janelle Mecca Holmes. And he and I created this Evolution initiative during a pandemic, no small task. So very, very proud of it and the lives we're touching. You know, we just did a substance abuse lesson, an anti-racism lesson, leadership in Westbury, New York, and Long Island. So keeping busy, nothing really holds us back. But as I said, it's global. And we are going to be filming probably this fall in person in England. We'll be filming the sequel. So exciting things on the way.
Well, I'd have a documentary tonight. I might have
should.
Well, let's talk about that book, that wonderful book that you wrote, Opportunity in Disguise. The title is... I love that title, Opportunity in Disguise. I love that so much. Just that first part, because it's actually Opportunity in Disguise, How I Defeated Adversity. But that is such a brilliant title because there are so many opportunities in your life that are in disguise. And we have such a hard time figuring out what they are, right? Do I do this? Do I do that? Should I do this? I mean, it's just, you don't know. And in hindsight, you know, but it's too late. I mean, I don't even know how you make a decision. I guess you just have to, what would you say, an opportunity, but because it's in disguise, whatever it is, what would you say? Do you go with your gut? Are there like 1, 2, 3 steps that you can tune into? What advice would you give someone who's at a crossroads and doesn't know if it's an opportunity or not?
Sure. So, you know, you said it, you know, hindsight is 20/20. So now looking back, now that I wrote the memoir, you know, the chapter one's title is Embrace the Enemy. And that's, if it's an opportunity, you see it. If it's opportunity in disguise, you don't always see it till either it's too late or much later than you could have done something with it. So I say anything in your life, positive, negative, take a step back and say, can I learn from this? And does this define me? Because the whole mantra of my book is don't let your struggles define you. You define you. I argue that I'm not the man I am despite my illness. I was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 16, but I'm not the man I am despite my illness. I'm the man I became because of my illness. That's a huge difference.
That is. And it certainly is. And so many times things happen to us and it's very hard. Even the most Pollyanna type personality and the Mary Poppins of a group, it's hard to go to the light when you are, say, diagnosed with an illness or you have something traumatic, a death in the family, whatever it is. It is very hard for even the most positive person to find a lesson in it, a joy, something. But we have to, but I see so much, and I think that I have seen this pandemic, Mark, break the most positive people that I know, and now they don't have that go-to, well, you know, let's look on the bright side. Well, you know, I'm really finding it hard that they were really hit by the pandemic in so many different ways. I think it changed a lot of people. How do you feel that your book you know, how you defeated adversity, because as you said, people don't know you had adversity as a teen, struggles as an adult, and yet your mantra still is, don't let your struggles define you, you define you. But it's hard to go there when so much has happened. What advice would you give, or what does your book help? How can your book help people that are struggling with that?
Well, certainly they can learn from my mistakes. I at 6 until I was 54. That's when the original book came out. This was self-published, and I was lucky enough to have somebody put eyes on it, LaRue Press, an opportunity in disguise as the new title, same story. But, you know, it's a traditional publisher now. But how silly for an educator to wait that long. 9 people knew, and 4 of those were doctors. I mean, relatives didn't even know, because it was a stigma. I was ashamed, embarrassed, and, you know, being diagnosed as an illness is one thing. Being diagnosed with an illness as a teen, something totally different. So it's not easy. So the first thing I want to tell people is it's not easy. I'm not here to give you the panacea, and this is what you do. But you have to believe in yourself, because when this happened to me, there was no internet. The time it took me to embrace the enemy and learn more about my illness took months. I had to go and look on microfiche in the library, a word that most of my students know, they call it a fish. My library and the Epilepsy Foundation. Now you can find these things out on the internet. So although the pandemic was a horrific time in our lives, we did have ways of getting information, disseminating information, social media, and it was tough, but you have to learn to pivot. You have to learn to, you know, I always told my kids, you know, when you try for things, go in the front door. If the front door is locked, go in the back door. And if that's locked, sometimes you have to break a window. So it's perseverance, and it is not easy, but each little small steps. Don't do everything all at once. I wish this book existed for my parents, even, because I did okay in the beginning and I became a little depressed, but they would have fared much better had a book like this been out there. So it helps them realize that you need to build a support system. But the thing that people don't have, they need to be that support system. You don't support yourself. That's why so many people, you know, when they're addicted to drugs or something, so many people want to help them. But until they want to help themselves, it doesn't click. So you need to believe in yourself and then bring other people who are a great support system into the mix.
Yeah, and your book, it doesn't just speak specifically about how you overcame your struggles and adversity with epilepsy. There are so many more life lessons in this book that can help people in their jobs, with their relationships, with it is such a huge encyclopedia of information about adversity. And I love that you started speaking. I think you're still speaking at schools virtually and in person about have access to the book. I think your book is, am I wrong in that the last time we spoke, it was about to become required reading, or you were hoping that it was going to become part of something in the schools? Maybe I got you confused with someone else whose book is.
No. So it's not required reading, but it's already been taught in three schools. Yes, because I wrote a Common Core aligned study guide with it. And you're so right. It is not a book about epilepsy. It's a book about overcoming adversity. My adversity just happened to be epilepsy, but it's gender issues, bullying issues, divorce in the family, even death. It's that holistic view and foundation of overcoming adversity step by step. But it has been taught in schools. I actually did send it to Anna about, it's been in some schools. It's in some school libraries. It's in actually some public libraries. So yes, and I have spoken at schools and still speak at schools about this. So it's important to get the word out there. This was needed. You know, suicide has gone up, teen suicide so much 4 or 5 years ago. But when you talk about the pandemic, this is a new playing field. When you're talking about drug abuse, you know, and people hitting rock bottom. Well, now with fentanyl, there is no rock bottom. Rock bottom is death. So things have changed so much, and I like to be proactive. I don't want to be reactive. So reading books like this and having speakers like myself come in That's being proactive. We don't want to do it after there's a problem. We like to come in before there's a problem.
Oh, that is so true. Well, my book, I was lucky enough to get an autographed copy of the book from Mr. Mark Hoberman. And I'm telling you, it's got ears and there's chicken grease all over the pages, Mark. I am sorry, but I always find something good in there. And before I am going to meet certain people, I find that your book is really good to just refresh for me, refresh on a certain topic so that I can be more helpful when I'm having a lunch or dinner with someone that's going through something. So I would highly recommend Opportunity in Disguise, How I Defeated Adversity. And you can find it, I would imagine, on everywhere, really. What is Amazon? Amazon Books?
Yeah, Amazon. Absolutely.
Amazon Books. Yeah, so you guys, you have to check it out. It is a great book. Okay, let's move on to this co-authored situation, The Resiliency Playbook with Dr. Kaz Henry, you co-authored. And first, Henry is, if you could explain who he is, a little bit about him, and then what the book is about, and then really what inspired you both to come together and write the book.
Sure. So first of all, it's a hard Dr. Castori, Henny.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. See, I learned that. For those who don't know, who is Dr. Kaz Henry? Well, we know it's a female. All right, go on.
Right. So, Kaz Henry, I was introduced to Kaz Henry by my publicist, Bea Davis of Sassy Bea Worldwide. And Kaz is just, she's my heart. She's just an unbelievable partner and friend. And she's a college professor, a business specialist, just a consultant. And I have to tell you, honestly, when I met her, we clicked. It was, I don't think the meeting was an hour, but in the first 15 minutes, Priscilla, she said, you and I should write a book together. So I hassled. She had a vision. She's a visionary. And she just, you know, so professional, so authentic, and so wonderful. And we created together the Beacon Awareness Network. And the book that we wrote together is the Resiliency Playbook. And we were honored and blessed that it became a number one international bestseller. And it's just got so many great things that are needed. It's got, you know, how-tos and just different chapters on resiliency at work, resiliency at school, resiliency at home. You could be 12 years old and read this. You could be 65 years old and read this. You could be. It's just chock full of so many things with time management, having difficult conversations, and negotiating win-win relationships, but also being resilient and bouncing back and getting a resiliency partner. So these things are just so important. This should be on everybody's bookshelf. I'm not, this has got gold in it. It's got some liquid gold in it. And we're just so proud of it. And we're starting to, you know, do our workshops coming up now. And we do corporate and we do schools. And just really happy about this. But Dr. Kaz Henry, Castori Henry, I know her affectionately as Kaz. She's just one in a million.
What is her specialty? Is she a psychiatrist or?
No, so she's a professor. She's a business consultant. She's worked for Duracell and just so many companies, and finance is a tremendous specialty of hers, and financial literacy more than anything else. So she's just really, you know, just tops in the industry in that. And she's also an educator. So as a college professor, so we just gel really well together. And we fill in the gaps for each other. But I will tell you, the most fun I had was, quite honestly, reading it was great. And then I look back on my notes and I wrote that chapter. And
vice versa.
Yes. And I made a joke about something from The Simpsons, and it was her joke, not mine. So, I mean, it was just, you know, we really it was like we wrote as one. So it's really a phenomenal how much fun and how much I got out of it and how much I learned while writing it with her. It's just a great experience. And it's starting to change lives, and we're really starting to get the word out there now. So I really think the sky's the limit.
Oh, so obviously we want to get the Resiliency Playbook, and we can find that on Amazon as well. So I'm excited to check that out. Now, you are the founder and CEO of Grade Success Education. For those who don't know what that is, can you just briefly tell us about that program?
full service tutoring agency. And it started as tutoring all subjects and very big into SAT and ACT prep for college. And then I started consulting from it because I teach classroom management strategies to teachers. I have a very successful and powerful study skills strategies to improve health and wellness and reduce stress. And that second half is most important, I find out, since the pandemic. It used to be just study skills strategies. But now we're finding that, you know, I just did some workshops 2 months ago in Manhasset, Long Island. And now I did the study skills also, as I said, in Westbury. And proper study skills really helps people reduce stress, especially teens, because there's so much stress in school. 75% of students between the ages of 11 and 17, 75% about the stress. And so I've taken the best of all my years in the classroom, 33 years, and 27 years as a tutor. And I have tutors who work for me because it is all subjects. But it really is important to help parents understand the best way students can study and to help people in all aspects of academia.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got kids taking, or I don't know if that's still the end thing, but remember years ago, they were having to take Ritalin to be able to keep up with the massive amount of studying and homework that it took to, you know, to prep for a test. I mean, it's overwhelming. They're just giving massive, massive amounts of information. This is what I don't have children, but from what I hear from, you know, my cousins who have children, they say you would not believe the mass amount of information that has to be given. I don't know if it's the educator top, the people that are giving this information, they feel they can handle it, but apparently kids are still having a very hard time with being able to keep up with the massive amount. Do you feel that's still the case, or has it slowed? That's
it
required,
slowed.
You know, in a curriculum.
Forget about slowed. It hasn't slowed. It's expanded a minimum of 10 times, and I'll tell you why. When my sons are now 28 and 24, but when I went to back to school night with my son, he said, "Oh, go to the office." I said, "Where's the office?" And he said, "It's next to the Adderall bathroom." I said, "Adderall bathroom." So I said, "Wait a second, Scott." I said, "Kids can't take medication in the bathroom. It has to be the nurse's office." He said, "No, it's not where they take the medication. It's where they sell the medication."
Oh, yeah.
So you have to understand something. They're not just taking what's prescribed for them. They're going into their brother's medication. They have to think, they have to focus. And unfortunately, you can have the greatest focus in the world. If you're studying incorrectly, it doesn't do squat.
Right.
So people are self-medicating, and it's just, quite honestly, you know, when I was jumping around in a chair and I was 10 years old, "Oh, doesn't he have energy? Look at that Priscilla go. She's so energetic." And now it looks like he can't sit still, give him a pill. So, you know, I think that we're too quick to go, and I'm sure it has its place, and it does help some people, there is no doubt. But there are people using and abusing that, and then it doesn't end there. That could be a gateway, just like marijuana is a gateway drug. These sometimes a gateway situation. So it's the danger zone. So absolutely, it's definitely not a thing of the past. We need to make it a thing of the past, but we haven't done a great job on doing that.
Yeah, and with the advance of technology, I mean, oh, you just really feel, even my friends who have masters, they are still not feeling that they are part of what it takes to get a job. As a matter of fact, I have a couple friends who have PhDs and they're working at the zoo scooping up, you know, animal feces, and they say, "I can't get a job." And I say, "Well, what's your PhD in philosophy?" That's a whole different show. We're going to talk about that next time. I'm going to turn you on to this book, which I don't want to say the author until I get permission, but it was a book written by a man who wrote about the 105 careers that you never want to get a degree in because it's guaranteed that you will never get a job. And I want to talk to you about, because some people have a passion to do these particular careers. They want to study, get masters. Want to, and it, do you really need to change your passion in order to get a job? So we'll, I want to talk about that next time when you come on the show, because that is a subject that is being debated among young people these days, because it seems like they're saying that the future is in robotics, the future is in tech jobs, and they want to be artists. So I'd like to talk about what your feelings are on that. But let's move on to, I want to get in real quick. I was so very impressed about you getting the EI documentary, which is currently streaming on Tubi TV, along with your the co-founder, Janelle Mecca Holmes, who was on the show. Very nice man. The number one question I'm going to be asked after you leave are, what? Here's what they're going to want to know. What? So I have to ask you, what are the steps to getting a show aired on Tubi TV? Just.
Well, so I'll be honest. That was through Janelle and multimedia company, Supernatural Inc. I know it's through a distributor. This is a very, I don't have to tell you this, but I took for granted, not easy, but how long things take to get done. Things that you know in your heart, not ego, you know, oh my God, this is goodness. Because you and I have both seen movies where I've turned to my wife and I said, I want to be a fly on the wall that this piece of junk was made, and the producer said, I gotta have this.
Yes.
I mean, I can't live until I have this. And you see things that are gold, and people, I don't get it. So,
most of your lifetime movies, right? Most of your lifetime
exactly.
movies. My mother was a psycho. My dog was a psycho. My grandmother's a psycho. I mean, have you seen the titles on those shows? And I admit it's a long time ago I used to watch, but now we have home. So if Janelle is the one who handles that, it's a very tedious process just to answer the question for Mark. It is a very tedious process. There are lots of steps. There is... I don't want to say it, but there are sometimes, just to be real, there is some nepotism involved. So just do your research, Google it. I'm sure there are many, many websites that will teach you how to get your show aired on that, on Tubi TV. Now, Mark, I wanted to talk to you about your motivational program. I want to go back to that because you cover anti-bullying, drug abuse, prevention, peer pressure, overcoming adversity, team building, communication skills. Do you do your own schedule? I mean, honestly, how do you manage that? You're multi-hyphenates, right? So how do you decide what you're going to focus on? Like, oh, I'm going to promote my book, my resiliency playbook today. Oh, no, I'm going to work on opportunity and disguise. How do you do it? What is your secret?
Well, especially with the shows and the different things that are going on now, it's not easy. I am pretty good at multitasking, but things were starting to get away from me. And quite honestly, I surround myself with an amazing team and partners. Janelle Mecca Holmes, no better. Cass Henry, you know, top of the industry. And people who are like-minded, who are passionate, who are authentic, who are loaded with the most integrity I've seen in human beings in years. And you really have to, you know, you have to know what you know. That's 40%. 60% is you have to know what you don't know. You have to know at the doing, but you need people you can trust. You need people who are more talented than you in certain areas. Case in point is social media and the branding. I just love the fact that I hope people realize and understand how much Priscilla, you want them to succeed because it's the branding, because, you know, I'm an infomercial's dream because you put it on, I get it. I got the shake weight. I got the ab crunch, you name it. I have all these things. And some of these things I use once and you throw away. But the marketing, you know, the marketing, the way they get you in there, the funnels, the, you know, the personalized story they put in, those kind of things. Maybe I'm great at motivational speaking, but it doesn't mean I'm great at getting myself booked. It doesn't mean I'm great at sending the contracts out and stuff. So, you know, the internet is such a great friend now, and blogs and articles. You have to be a life learner. You have to be learning something new every day. And that's what I do. to get myself out there more. I see what other people are doing. You know, I've joined some guru groups. I've listened to a show such as Question Talk Radio. I think you know that one very close and near and dear to your heart. You learn from the best, and that's what you have to do.
And just having a digital, and for older people, it's a little bit harder, I find, Mark, because they want to stay relevant. They're doing projects. They're writing the books. They're making the movies. They're doing this. But having a digital social media footprint is absolutely vital in promoting and maintaining and advancing your career in any field, really, but specifically giving a spot. I think you said it best. You got to have a team, because if you don't want to do that, it is an all-day job. These people who are social media influencers of their own projects, that's amazing to me, because just having the project or having the product and then being out there and promoting it on social media is absolutely incredible. So usually you do have to have somebody do that for you. So like Mark said, you got to have a team. Last, before we leave, if you were to say you had, there is a kryptonite for a writer, what should they avoid? What is a writer's kryptonite that's writing in your field? We're not going to talk about, you know,
I would say absolutely, positively, too many opinions is my kryptonite. Different, not with ego, but if I gave something I wrote to 100 people, 99 people said, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And one person said, this is terrible. Guess what Uncle Mark would focus on?
The terrible.
And it's bad. You need honest, constructive feedback, but you have to follow your passion. You have to follow your heart. You have to give it to people who you look, there are haters out there. They're related to you. They may be married to you and love certain things, but some people just can't, they don't thrive off of other people's success. And if you're getting constructive criticism, that's one thing. But if it's not coming from a good place, it's going to set you back. And that was my kryptonite up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So do not take as long as I took to know that too many opinions is your kryptonite. Find people you trust. Find people who will bask in your success and help you get there. And those are the people I partnered with who are authentic and have integrity. And
I don't like people who are always, you know, saying this is the best, this is the greatest, because come on, I don't know about you, but I don't trust people that are always loving everything you do. I really want to hear an objective viewpoint. So those are people I tend to trust, people who I want to hear constructive criticism, because that's what I respect and admire, that you can have the strength to not be an ass kisser and to just tell me, you know, what you really feel, because your opinion matters. There are going to be people who are thinking the same thing as you. Not everybody's going to think you're the greatest thing since Campbell soup. So you really should listen, trust, but verify. Mark Hoberman.
Right?
Well, sweetheart, thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't believe you and I could talk for 8 hours. We could do.
It's like a 5 minute. I feel like I was having coffee with a friend. We need a 4 hour episode. I want to be booked for the next four Sundays. Put it in a calendar.
Well, you know what? I know B said that I'm going to be coming on your show, so we got to pick out
a date.
And since you're the boss, maybe we could go over 50 minutes. I don't even know how long your show is, but we can talk about a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm excited to come on your show. Is that going to be the one, Life Stories with Mark Hoberman?
That's going to be Life Stories with Mark Hoberman. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to tell some celebrity stories. I got to get their permission first. But I'm going to bring on some good celebrity stories for you. Some fun.
I'm banking on
positive
it.
Positive stuff. Nothing negative. I don't even want to deal. I don't deal in negative stuff. I hate gossip. I don't even like it. But thank you, Mr. Mark Hoberman. Let's make sure we go and buy his book. And you can buy that, I would imagine, from his website directly, Mark Hoberman. Just type his name, because he is there and he's not square. I just picked that up. I don't know where I got
Brilliant.
That crap. But I love it anyway.
My new tagline. I'm calling the team right now.
That's it. But please go check out Beacon Awareness Network. I wish I would have had more time to spend on that, but we're going to have Mark come back and we're going to focus all on just that website, because it sounds great. Thank you, Mr. Mark Hoberman. Say goodbye.
Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And Priscilla, as always, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Big Hoberman. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.